can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is as rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book.
Definitely.
It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this program, and we've been at this now for 5 years. Two networks, now I got my own. Three different names, now I got my own. One Facebook before, and I got now my own. And little helpers here and there. Family, today, and as long as it takes this week, as long as it's all the way up to Friday, if it requires that, I'm going to talk about and exposing as much as I can and rebuking. There's a difference. Exposing is nothing more than teaching. I'm exposing the truth. I'm exposing blah, blah, blah. No, you're teaching is what you're doing. So be careful when they say I'm exposing the evil. Let me tell you a little secret to that trick. What they do is they put controlled opposition in radio, TV, books, CDs, whatever. CIA guy gets out. I'm writing a book. I'm exposing. Oh, that's a bunch of baloney. You're Assange, Manning, and Snowden. Snowden. They picked a good last name for the boy. Snowing everybody. See, all of them tell you stuff that we already know. Really? Those that's in the conspiracy study, if you will. We already know a lot of the stuff that they're telling us. So by their exposing, and it hits the mainstream news, don't it? Yeah. See, so they're exposing, they're teaching what we as studiers of this conspiracy already know, but the public doesn't. So they bite off on this guy is a real hero. We should give him the Nobel Peace Prize and so forth and so on. They even have had them chasing Snowden Well, he was supposed to get on Trailways bus and his seat is empty. He must have looted them. You got to be kidding me. People actually believe this nonsense. And they were tracking Snowden, the NSA, like they were Santa Claus. You see, the silliest thing I ever heard in my life. So the general public is buying off on all this drama and nonsense. So he exposes and he tells us stuff we already know. And he feeds the minds of those that are quasi studiers of the conspiracy that's going on today. And they say, I told you, the NSA is blah, 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 you know, CIA, blah, blah, blah. And so he gets some credibility, all of them, right? So I got a trick. Here's their trick, too. Snowden, once he gains credibility, which is nothing more just a bunch of baloney that we already know anyway, is he exposes the UFO issue. You see how they tag it together? So let's reverse it. They put all the truth about the fallen angels as demons, or in a lot of cases as aliens, okay? Or they come up with UFOs and they magic and Harry Potter and all this stuff. They attach it to fictional science fi movies or books or whatever that are fiction. So the mind connects the fiction with the magic, with the alchemy. Oh, it must be fiction. So that way they can throw it in front of your face and you will think nothing about it, even though it's the truth. So they attach kind of a mental trigger, an association, called association of, I'm not sure exactly the psychological term for it, but it's associative. Fiction, magic. Fiction, voodoo. Fiction, so forth. You see, but it's not fiction at all. So they look at the aliens and UFOs as science fiction. The demons are, well, that's just a scary movie. But all this is real. They just attached the wrong tags to them. They're demons. They're fallen angels. They are real. They're sons of God in the Old Testament and the Bible. Those are fallen angels. They're watchers that God sent down. And some of them left their first estate in the second heaven. And they had free will. And they were corrupted by their lust of the daughters of men. That's in the Bible. But they're trying to hide that particular part and call them aliens, ascended masters, or space brothers, or whatever other such nonsense. They have many millions of Americans and Europeans and worldwide searchers of the truth fooled. People are hoping that there's no such thing as a God. People are hoping that they won't be judged, so therefore it's easier to believe in aliens and ascended masters, and there's good ones and bad ones. So the good ones will win. No, they're both bad. It's called the dialectic. You see? That's how it really works. God sends his holy angels down on mission, if you will. And they come down from the third heaven to the second heaven to the first heaven, which is where we are here today in the physical realm. They accomplish their divine mission and they go back. They don't just hang around at Starbucks and haunt it or float around in little orbs and so forth. But I saw an orb, he says. Yes, you saw fallen angels, what you saw. They can come to you as angels of light. The Bible says about that too. When they teach you about aliens in the Bible, they're teaching you about fallen angels and demons that's in the Bible. God's angels are holy, and you're always to test them if they come in the name of Jesus. Because the demons and the fallen angels can't stand the name of Jesus, the real Jesus of Nazareth. When you call out his name, and in them you rebuke. Well, exposing is nothing more than teaching. However, you add to it exposing, but correcting and rebuking it. No, that's a different story. That's what we're supposed to do, is to expose and rebuke it and correct it. So don't be fooled by these so-called CIA agents that get out and write books and expose the truth. They want to show you, first of all, the worthlessness of government. Number two, to redirect you from the fact that there is a Jesus Christ. and that this is aliens. These are aliens. These are UFOs. These are a corrupted government. All this is to tell you that. They want you to believe it. They want you to see it. And you know why? Because of the dialectic. When you see how worthless the governments are worldwide, when you see that you have evil aliens out there, then there must be some good ones. That's your thesis and antithesis. Both are evil. When you see all the governments are worthless, we have a tyrannical government, the bankers are in control, and so forth and so on. They will provide you world peace, which will be, in fact, a lie. That's the setup for the first seal. So they must show you the evil now that they've been perpetrating throughout the centuries. Then they must have the good, like the good witch and bad witch, but they're both witches. Which witch is evil? Both are. Granted, you have those in the Wicca that really believe, they honestly believe they're helping people, mankind, by all this soft shoe witchcraft, but in God's eyes, it's all evil. They don't see themselves as evil. But good deeds are as filthy as rags, according to Isaiah 50. Good deeds are there to placate. Good deeds are there to hide the evil behind. Family, this is serious business that's coming around. Disclosure is becoming more and more public. More and more you're going to hear about UFO crashes. You're going to hear about UFOs appearing in certain places and so forth. It's a setup until that day comes when all TVs will shut down as far as the TV programs, computers, Fox, all that. We have a special announcement, and it'll all, just like War of the Worlds broadcast, it'll be worldwide, and the Vatican will announce worldwide the Day of Declaration, Maitreya. Sananda Emanuel will be first. Family, the one called Sananda Emanuel is he's a fallen angel. I know some of you may not understand this, but I'm telling you right now. On the secular level, in the New Age, they're called ascended masters, masters of wisdom, the hierarchy, the community, the great white brotherhood. And don't confuse the red brotherhood, the black brotherhood, the red brotherhood, and the great white brotherhood that has anything to do with skin color, please. It's not hardly. Hardly not. Whatever. You got the point. Double negative. Black, red, and white have to do with vibrational influence of frequencies, frequency vibrations. Each color has a different vibration. I'm not going to go into that right now, but it has to do with alchemy, physics, color alchemy, power, like purple is one of the highest. So I don't want to go there right now, but it has to do with alchemy and color vibrations, different dimensions that it opens up. If I get too much into that, it starts getting a little weird, and people get scared, or they get like, this is crazy. But it's actually truth. It's physics. They've learned to identify, quantify, and using algebraic calculus-type formulas and geometry to harness God's principles. That's where you get your periodic table from. Your calculus, your trigonometry, geometry. All of these are efforts by Satan and the fallen angels, and I know that sounds crazy, but it's true, on how to quantify the principles of God so they can put them together and through their own knowledge of trial and error since the dawn of time to use God's principles against him. Except here's the trick part. Is God keeps changing the overall remote, universal frequency vibrations, keeps messing them up. That's why they have to keep upgrading their devices. Because God keeps changing the frequency of vibration. They can never settle into their plans because God keeps changing it on them. He keeps them always moving, can never rest. They can never stop and rest. They can never just relax, you might say. That's why their little balls of energy are always moving, because they're changing constantly their frequency of vibration. If they stop for a second, they are sent to the abyss. And they have to then regenerate more life force energies to bring them out of the abyss in kind of a labyrinth form. It's very complicated. I better stop there. It gets very complicated when you get into alchemy and how they have to break out of the abyss by manipulating God's formulas and his energy. Forces he created to sustain life, they've harnessed. But they'll never figure out how to fully harness it. God keeps changing it on them. This is the big picture, the biggest picture, one of the biggest pictures you can get on this is this what's going on today. That's why they have science as one of the ashram rays of study. They have to use mankind to put together the inventions, the creation, the designs, the instruments. They need mankind. And that's where you get the Illuminati. That's why they want to enhance the mental processes of human beings and using computers to enhance you, because God does it naturally. They have to do it scientifically and through alchemy to make the superhuman. You sort of get an idea here what's going on in the background. It's a big picture, much bigger than Agenda 21, much bigger than Fukushima, or we have plastic coffins in Georgia, or little colored dots on your mailbox, or, you know, tyrannical government. All this stuff is to cause fear and worry and all this other stuff going on. That's to keep you off track, so you don't see the bigger picture. But the biggest picture of all is this country is a sinful country. Since the day we started, we had in 1711, 60 years before 1776, 1711, we started bringing in slaves of other human beings into this country. What do you expect is going to happen? All the way to 1960, we enslaved another culture. People tend to forget this stuff. This stuff is total evil. What we did to the Japanese in America, what we did to the Indians in America, what we did to the Mexicans, what we did to the blacks, what we're doing to ourselves, abortion, corrupted Bibles, our own government supporting drugs, human trafficking. What in the world do people expect is going to happen? You think God's going to forget that? No. Hardly. He's just not going to forget that. And all the good deeds we do or whatever, Peace Corps, blah, 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 is not going to solve it. It ain't going to happen. People can ignore it all they want. They can run away from it, watch TV. They can go to sports and play golf and learn how to do all this, that, and the other. It will not solve a thing by ignoring it. You can Bundy Ranch all day long, and they're frauds anyway. Bundy is Illuminati to keep you all busy. You see, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Family, that's the answer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Is that happening? Heck far no. Today, Pennsylvania, the highest court in the country, the Pennsylvania court is higher than Supreme Court. Did you know that? The Pennsylvania court is the highest court in America. Not the Supreme Court. No, that's a lie. Now, you see, you all could take your history books, throw them in the trash can. Now, don't let that demoralize you. Let it just make you fired up, that's all. you see. Don't let any of these negative things they tell you cause you to be demoralized. That's what they want. It should cause you to pull your bootstraps up and say, let's get with it and get around to it and let's move on. That's the whole idea. Put worry and fear out of your mind and get with it. That's what we're going to have to do because it's coming round. And judgment on this land and the people in it is going to hit like a tornado. We've been pushing the envelope since 1711. We've been pushing the envelope since 1492. When we locked in with the Indians, started murdering them and lying to them. Same thing with the Mexicans, 1830. You got to call it for what it is. And since 1776, America is a British colony. Always has been, and we are today. The United States is a corporation, not a landmass. It existed before the Revolutionary War, and British troops did not leave until 1796. Republica versus Swears, Treaty of Commerce. Treaty of Peace, October the 20th, 1774. Britain's even owned by the Vatican, Treaty of 1213, always has been. Family history books are worthless. I'm a history major, they say. Really? Do you know? And they get all mad at you because I'm a history major. I have a doctorate degree in history. So what? Where'd you learn your history from? The textbooks? Well, you're already behind the power curve. You see, family, we got to face the truth. And boy, we're in a whole heap of trouble because we turned away from God. You know, and just not believing in God or not believing in Satan, that means nothing. That doesn't mean anything. You can believe what you want to believe, but the facts are facts. You see, this is a supernatural world. The King James Bible, the only true word of God, is based on a spiritual concept. We try to make it to more secular and physical, materialistic in some of the way it talks. But the Bible is really based on the spiritual. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here. And then I'm going to start talking today about disclosure. Because family, it's a coming round. It's on the way. And when it happens, it's going to change your life as you know it. Now, God has extended, and we've talked about this on how we've had like 6 military coups planned for the U.S. government, by the U.S. government, in our history. At least 6. That's minimum. And they've all failed because you pray, because there's righteous people in America and other places. But it's falling down. And this is why there's the biggest push of same-sex marriages and so forth to go against the Bible. And the more you go against the Bible by making the laws against the Bible, God pulls away. You see how it works? And that way, Satan has more latitude to operate, just like it did in the Garden of Eden. We're biting the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And we're losing because we turn away from God more and more and more every day. Now there's 19 states that's made homosexual marriage lifted the ban for homosexual marriage. When the laws of the land go against the Bible, the land will be judged. That's a guarantee. And boy, when they got a hold of Pennsylvania, that's a big one right there. That's a big fish. Big fish. Now, I don't expect people to believe what I say. I don't want you to. But you might want to research it. You see? You might want to research it. And find out for yourselves about what I'm talking about today. Now, I'm going to have a lot going on here. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then I'm going to launch into what I got to talk about today. And then tonight, you know, I have Bible study. And all this week, I'm going to hit the ground running and prepare people for what I think is yet to come of those of my purview, you might say, of who listen. The family, you're all been fed a lot of baloney out there. And it's increasing every day. Because they see like the end of the 440, you know, they see the end of the race, they think. But in reality, it's only the start of a new era of judgment once this thing takes hold, this tribulation period and so forth. That being said, let's get started. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come together today. Father, we thank you for this network. We thank you, Lord, for those that are attending. And Lord, we thank you for the wisdom that you give us, discernment through the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our family members that, Lord, are in need of healing, need of families being brought together. And Father, for those lost, to bring them back to their families and have families to celebrate that return by giving prayers to you, Lord, and glorify your name. Father, we pray for the veterans, that Father, through your Holy Spirit, you render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs are being given, that you'll render it null and void, that Father, they'll be able to see the truth, even though these drugs affect them, to close down those connections they have with the spirits that come inside them to the use of these drugs. And Father, we pray that those in the VA and those in these is passing out these drugs, Father, that you'll convict their hearts and cause whistleblowers to come out. We pray, Father, for divine appointments to happen to lead those that's considering suicide away from these thoughts. And Father, to bring the light of Jesus to their hearts through these divine appointments. We pray for the children, for those losing their lives, for the sacrifice of these demonic spirits and demons. And Father, through these sacrifices, you'll take away their sacrifices and you'll close up those portals and give us time, Lord, that we can bring others to the word of God through Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit and we thank you for that King James Bible, Lord, that we can use this as our guide. Father, we pray for an awakening of the leaders that are on that verge of opening up their eyes and that are starting to see the light, that Father, you'll give them the courage to step up and speak out. And for those in the military at the highest level, those in the scientific world and those in the politics, to give them Father, to give them the courage to speak up. And those in the cloth, those are priests, rabbis and preachers, the Father, of those that you'll convict them of the truth, that they'll speak out against these councils, committees, and these false religions. And Father, to remove the religions and bring the truth about Jesus in. Father, we need that Holy Spirit to bring us together on this. And Father, we do plead that precious blood of Jesus around us, protect us today and the rest of this week. And Father, in preparation for the end times events is coming, that you give us that permission, that protection, Lord, and put on the full armor of God, that Father, we'll be able to fight the wiles of the devil. These things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And family, what I do in a lot of my broadcasts is I talk about the principles that they've brought into this conspiracy. And then I give you news reports or examples of how they're really carrying through with it. You say, well, that's just one report. But no, it's not. When you have a report, I've explained many times before, I'll do it again. You'll find that one report of some beating and some kid by some teacher, say, for example, or a female teacher, which has happened here in the past couple of weeks, offers sex for, oh my gosh, for the teenagers to get better grades. I mean, it's getting wild. It wasn't like this when I was in school. But then again, they've changed the playing cards here a little bit toward the end here. They're pulling the baby boomers out, replacing it with parents that are taught in the 80s and 90s to lead up to the ones in the 2025. Little by little, they filter out those that's taught the values of a nuclear family, per se, in the World War I, World War II, to the 1960s, to weed them away. Oh, shoot. That's politically correct. I'm sorry. To kill them, you understand. To watch them die by created diseases, war, cancer, cigarettes, drugs, many other means of depopulation. They have a plan for it. You know that. Called the NSSM 200 Depopulation Plan by Kissinger and Alexander Haig. And that was continued and updated by another Luciferian by the name of Billy Carter, another liar and Luciferian. Global 2000, to continue the depopulation in accordance with the Club of Rome Bilderberg planning processes to depopulate through vaccines, suicides, orchestrated, drugs, ELF transmission, targeting. Oh, there's a whole list of it. I'm not going to cover everything because I'd be here for another who knows how long. I'm just going to cover the highlights today, and I'll have this broadcast, as all of them, recorded, so you can go back to it if you say some things you're not copying down or taking notes of, or that you want to catch me in a mistake. Please do. That way we both learn. If I make a mistake, and you show, Tom, you made a mistake, show me. You know, you're right. Okay, well, we have learned something, and then I'll say it over the air. I made a mistake the other day. I want to correct it. I don't have a problem with that. You all have a problem? I don't. But then if you do check it out because you don't believe something I'm telling you, and you find out, darn, it's true. Now, you've learned something. So we trade off like that. Not one person knows it all. This is impossible. No man ever been born can debate the Bible. It is utterly impossible. As a matter of fact, the term debate is listed among the sins of murder and fornication in the scriptures. And that's a fact. You don't believe me? Look it up. That's your homework. Or whatever. I do extreme research. It's obsessive. And I like it. I call it obsessive because I've been told I was obsessive about it. And I said, well, thank you. I have no problem admitting it. Because I have a drive to bring the truth, to want to bring the truth, and I have a drive, even if I didn't, have a broadcast for myself. I always have to challenge the status quo. The most powerful court in America is not the United States Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. 42 PA.CSA 502. The most powerful court in America is not the U.S. Supreme Court. It's the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. The King of England financially backed both sides of the American Revolutionary War. The Rothschilds backed both sides of the Civil War. They were German, Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, before they were Rothschild. Rothschild, they changed the name in the 17th or 18th century to give it a Jewish flavor of sort. So the King of England financially backed both the sides of the Civil Revolutionary War. The Rothschilds, Illuminati, backed both sides of the Civil War. French and the Germans monitored it. And did you all know that the Rothschilds also backed both Japan and Russia in 1904 in their war? And to make sure that Russia lost, the family that backed the Russians pulled the money so they couldn't couldn't resupply or operate with fuel and all that. They couldn't, so they run out of ammunition, fuel. Japan had all the fuel, all the ammo, everything they needed. They wanted to make sure Russia lost. They always backed both sides. Oath Keepers, militia, Tea Party, you're 100% totally infiltrated. The ones you think are on your side, the most beneficial ones, are the ones you better start doubting. You've got FBI, NSA boys up to their nose hairs, pretending to be good old boys, but they report back to Washington. They're in your units and organizations. They're undercover. There's no doubt about that. It'd be probably the ones you least suspect. You do your marches, they're going to be inside your marches. They'll be the one causing the trouble. They'll be turncoats, undercover. Usually they're very helpful. They always can get the equipment. They have contacts and so forth and so on. They might even be the most outward speaking. That's how they do it. Might even have you over for a barbecue. I thought I'd pass that on. Now, what they've got going on in the news, I'll cover this quickly. I've been talking about HPV vaccines for 5 years. I didn't say 4 to 5, I said for 5 years. And plus, I've been warning people, my newsletters, broadcasts, everything I could about the HPV vaccines. Those vaccines are specific purpose only. It's to sterilize your children. I'm not going into details today. It's in my archives on watchmanforjesus.com. I've got archives of programs I've done on HPV, specifically outlining it. I'm not going to talk about it today. But I will tell you, the HPV, they're trying to make it mandatory in America. Governor Perry tried in 2010. He was defeated. So you can fight without lock and load. That's how you fight for real. He passed it through one legislation on the way to make it mandatory in Texas for girls 9 to 12 to receive HPV vaccine. It is designed specifically to sterilize, and at the older age of 21 or 22, 23, 25, if they're already given the three shots, that are very painful, by the way, as a result in death, almost permanent disability, based on their DNA or somehow or another, it affects some girls. It's like playing Russian roulette. But in most all of them, having children is a problem. Because the Gardasil and other chemicals in it put in there by design to fulfill the requirements of the NSSM 200 depopulation plan. Has to do with HCD. that's in the vaccine, HCD that is naturally produced when a woman gets pregnant, and the two collide, causes miscarriage. Long story short. Besides 9 to 12-year-olds and 14, 15, 16, it caused some permanent disabilities. It's killed 144-plus. Well, that being said, details are available. I got a study on my website. Leads me to the article. Now, the article's not correct. It says here, quote, France is the second country to declare a scientific war on HPV vaccines. Actually, France is the third country. Japan and India declared war on HPV vaccine, and now France is declaring war on HPV vaccine. What's wrong with America? What's wrong with you doctors that are Freemasons, doctors, nurses that are Eastern Star, and some of you into Wicca, and some of you just afraid to lose your job? You're killing people. You're permanently injuring. You're causing others to have miscarriages you'll never know about, but they will, because it's being caused by HPV vaccine. Suicide in the VA. $22 to $26 per day of veterans are killing themselves. Family, it is, listen carefully the words I use, listen carefully, it is being orchestrated. Especially when they get back. I was a company commander at Paris Island Recruit Depot, Alpha Company CO. I was XO before that and a series commander before that. I know what I'm talking about. I know what they're trained to do. I worked as a commanding officer in the fleet. In recruiting. Recruit training. In all three areas. Now, you're taught to be warriors and to kill, but not innocents. You're taught to kill the enemy, protect even civilians, etc. You're taught the proverbial romantic soldier of sort. But they bring them over to Iraq and Afghanistan, and they make sure that they go against the training by design to enhance and accelerate the post-traumatic stress more than usual. And it's done on purpose by your low-life Joint Chief of Staff, your cowardly legislators, and those that's in the secret societies and your government that's controlled by the Vatican and the Illuminati. To make it easier for the takeover of the United States to occur by targeting our veterans. Since when? Since 1950. To eliminate the baby boomer patriotism and all that. It's working perfectly. I've explained this before. I'm not going into all the other ways they've done it. So suicide, 22 to 26 per day, is probably understatement. It's being orchestrated. They come back here, and they start realizing what they've done and what they've made to do goes against their own humanity. It goes against their what they were taught and trained to do, and they start reflecting back on what they did. Well, they were made to do it because of the brainwashing that we did to them. You know, I got to maintain myself when I'm on the air. You know, sometimes I don't allow myself to get all ticked off on the air. It doesn't help for a good broadcast. But believe me, I'm holding back a lot of what I would say if I was in front of the Joint Chief of Staff. I would lie to their homesick butt so hard. I guarantee you they'd want two or three of them want to leave. I don't really give a hoot if they're war veterans or whatever they are. All that doesn't make a lick of difference right now because of what they're doing. is guided by their secret oath and societies of Joint Chief of Staff to the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. That's where their loyalty lies, not America. Where'd they lose it? I don't know. They lost it along the way when they became self-serving. With their rank, they lose themselves or something, I don't know. They go to church to make themselves feel better, but it solves nothing. But our veterans, family, you comprehend what I'm saying? 22 to 26 per day. That never happened. This is planned out. Jeffrey Lucy was part of an initial invasion of Iraq and served as a convoy driver for about 4 months. Like his parents, he had opposed the war, but in like most Marines, which I was a Marine, like I said, for 12 years, a captain when I got out. When he was called up, he went, as we all have, because we do it for patriotism, which is an idol, been hammered in our head. It's been a big lie all along. He was home by July 2003. He was discharged from active duty and joined the reserves. He seemed okay at first, but soon he began drinking heavily, sleeping badly, acting erratically, and raging at himself for what he had seen and done. He was slowly dying in front of our eyes, his parents said, and nobody knew what to do. They have your DNA. They have these microchips. 7,800 veterans are suing the DOD and CIA since 2010 for septal nose implants of microchip in the nose put in there by the VA, doctors, naval hospitals, because they're under blood oath to not tell the truth. You understand how this works? Do y'all understand what I'm saying here? Despite his symptoms of PTSD and inability to function, it was the VA's policy to withhold help until he was alcohol-free. When he resisted staying in the hospital, he was sent home with only spotty follow-ups. Jeffrey didn't want the Marines to know what was happening because he didn't want the stigma of a psychiatric discharge. So the story of his decline continued, and from his family, repeated pleas to the VA for help to a car crash, which may have been a suicide attempt. They didn't want them talking about what's really happening over there. We come back here. 22 to 26 per day. Statistics about suicide among veterans are woefully inadequate, but the low count is 22 per day. That's a problem. Now, here's the other side of this thing. You've got a group now that's going to Washington to try to help veterans in the suicide issue by certain programs, and it'll take them forever to do it. But here's the rub on that. Paul Rykoff, who's one of the head, he was standing behind Pelosi. That got my attention right quick. In a couple of the photos. So I went digging. Paul Rykoff is a member of the Illuminati. He's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Proudly so. That should give you some start as to understand what kind of help's being done. They'll drag their feet. They'll come up with just nonsense kind of a nose spray. Yeah, nose spray, man. Nose spray for anti-suicide. Nose spray. To put more antidepressants in the bodies. The antidepressants then enhances the microchips in the nose, huh? And they can control them through ELF transmission, voice-to-skull technologies that goes back 30 to 40 years. That's where the suicides are coming from. Now, people can ignore it. You can go run and hide. You can go to listen to another broadcast if you want to, but it's not going to change the truth. People can run all they want, deny all they want, but it's going to sneak up on you and it's going to bite you in the rear butt. And then you're going to complain about it, those that do it. Instead of taking responsibility for ignoring the truth. Now, the 19th of May, found another article. Foreclosures linked to higher suicide rates. And this involves civilians. The housing crisis, quote, was not only an economic disaster, but a human tragedy, possibly leading to higher suicide rates across the U.S., particularly among middle-aged Americans. Middle-aged Americans? Middle-aged Americans. Oh, that's the baby boomers. Well, imagine that. So you get the real estate agent, which is part of, oh, wait a minute here. Hold on a second. Let me check something. I just had a thought. Well, looky there. I'll be darned. You have since 1921 a behavioral think tank. It's worldwide influence. Matter of fact, Tavistock, T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K, is a behavioral think tank under the Royal Institute for National Affairs, which is the Illuminati in England. Now, Tavistock was formed at the same time that the Illuminati CFR, Illuminati Royal Institute for National Affairs, Tavistock was formed in 1921. And Tavistock includes MIT, Brookings Institute, Hudson Institute, Wharton School of Economics, University of Pennsylvania, National Training Laboratories, and IPS, that was formed in 1963. RAND Corporation, named after that humanist and evil woman named Ayn Rand that Ron Paul just salivates over. Club of Rome, the CIA, MKUltra, Mind Control, University of Rochester, and 85 plus other universities are a part of this. University of Wisconsin, Stanford, Harvard, Social Psychiatry, Princeton Institute for Advanced Studies, Institute for Social Research, ISR, are all part of Tavistock. And don't forget Heritage Foundation, all part of the enemy. Well, also a part of Tavistock, now that I've laid the groundwork, is Kissinger. Kissinger is linked up to the Star Group. Pentagram, star, 5 points. The Star Group includes protocol design of 5 major areas of his control. Guess what those are? Worldwide insurance protocols. Now you know why insurance is so corrupt like it is. While they have a life insurance policy on veterans, and they collect on that when a veteran dies. That's number one. Number two is banking. Now, there's your bankers. Banking, your banking officials, not a one of them. They're throwaways. So don't be focused on the bankers. Go higher. Some of these talk shows out here say bankers. The bankers are nothing, man. They shine your shoes. They shine the shoes of the Illuminati. They're throwaways. Bankers are nothing. Wall Street workers and brokerage and all those guys, that's nothing, man. They're throwaways. In one 24-hour period, they can be replaced. Every bank president is nothing but a shoeshine boy. Don't be fooled. Worldwide protocol of insurance, banking. Well, look at there. Real estate. Well, shut my mouth. Well, that wouldn't work so well in a broadcast, would it? Real estate protocols, high-tech, cybernetics, HARP, communications, and entertainment. There's your Hollywood. Hey. And don't go saying it's Jewish. It's Illuminati, Roman, Italian, German. Illuminati is the real controllers. The Jews are the outside, and they're not even real Jews anyway. They're fake Jews in Israel. Blonde hair, blue eyed, that ain't Jew. Those are Ashkenazi, Khazars, invaders, occupiers until Jesus Christ comes back. And the real Jews are put back into place. Oh, it's coming back. In any case, real estate is part of the Star Group, controlled by Kissinger under the Tavistock, the Illuminati. So, make sure people get houses they can't afford. Manipulate and muck around with the rates so you can get people in houses. And then when we cut the jobs, they can't afford the houses, we take the houses. They commit suicide because they have the DNA. They can cause those suicides to happen by ELF transmission. 6.6 hertz below causes depression. That's a fact. 11 hertz directed toward individual, the town, the state, the country, and this envelopment of ELF transmission. You increase it to 11, you have riotous behavior. That's a fact. Look up Petarich studies, Ingraham out of Berkeley, Jose Delgado out of Yale, Ralph and Robert Schwitzebel out of Harvard. Studies confirmed, slam dunk. They can use a human like a drone. That's a fact. Psychotronics. Antidepressants. Prozac was the common drug used by those in Columbine, Fort Hood, and other places, and Virginia Tech. Now you get the idea? And Oklahoma City, McVeigh. Family's all controlled. It's a fact. So now, foreclosures, they commit suicide. Guess who gets the house? Since we're all slaves anyway. The government does. So they blame the suicides on they can't take the fact that they've had a foreclosure and they can't protect their family and so on and so on. It has increased suicides. Now you understand what's going on? Now they're already blaming the foreclosures they orchestrated anyway to the high suicide rates, blaming it on middle-aged Americans that are baby boomers. They want the baby boomers dead by the externalization by year 2025. Quote, the foreclosure crisis has likely contributed to increased suicides independent of other economic factors associated with recession, says a study titled The Home Foreclosure Crisis and Rising Suicide Rates 2005 to 2010, unquote. I'm talking serious stuff here. Now, it's been proven through Lindbergh, other that have studied the financial situation going back to the 1920s, that every depression in our history, every inflationary period, and every recession are planned and orchestrated just like you plan a budget and a checkbook. This is documented. That's what the Federal Reserve does. They fund the wars. Heck, we funded the Bolshevik Revolution. We funded Adolf Hitler in 1928. These are facts through IG Farben and Chemical Cartel. Y'all getting all this? You're writing all this stuff down. Family, I ain't playing around here. This is serious business going on. The author is, quote, looked at annual suicide foreclosure data for all 50 states plus Washington, D.C. from 2005 to 2010, controlling for factors like poverty and unemployment, which they created in the first place. You see what's going on? And over those 6 years, the suicide rate climbed 13%. Nearly tripled. It's being orchestrated. And people between the ages of 46 and 64, darn, was found to be the most affected by losing their home. And the study reported that just 5% increase in real estate owned foreclosures between 2005 and 2010 was associated with a 25% increase in the suicide rate for people that age range. Family, they have purposely targeted the baby boomers, who are children of those that fought in Korea and World War II, which was the ones that promoted and was a part of the nuclear family, which they needed to fight those wars, to cause cohesion, to be able to galvanize a country. As a matter of fact, I give you evidence right here. Quote, one second, quote, coming up. Sometimes my head moves faster than my fingers do, because I want to get stuff to you. I got to talk about disclosure here in a second. Here it is, summary. I've said this many times before. My regular listeners have probably got this memorized, but I need to add it to it. Brock Chisholm, C-H-I-S-O-L-M, Director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1946 to 1953 time frame. That's when the destruction of America began, was in 1946. We brought Nazis over to help us. Operation Paperclip, 10,000 to be exact, including Adolf Hitler, by the way. He never died. Now, Brock Chisholm said, and I quote as a summary, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. Now, you're probably going to say, well, that was 1946 and 53. Man, this is 2014. Well, let me show you this. In 1973, as an indicator that they carried for 35 years, this agenda, at Harvard University, Dr. Chester M. Pierce was addressing 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, in some kind of teachers' conference in 1973. And in this conference, in this auditorium, speaking over a microphone or whatever, he addressed 2,000 teachers at one time. You understand? He said the following as their policy. Every child in America who enters the school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. He comes to school with allegiances toward our elected officials, toward our founding fathers, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. There is your key. They got to get rid of the baby boomers. Vietnam was another way to get rid of them. And then produce parents in the 70s and 80s to lead the children of the year 2000 to create the international children of the future. That they will accept world government. Family, they planned centuries ahead. Coming from the common doctrines and goals of secular humanism and Marxism and Leninism, one of their agendas, quote, is that they believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace, unquote. I'll look at the bigger picture. I don't get distracted all this Fukushima stuff and all this Agenda 21 and little polka dots on my mailbox, for goodness sakes. Oh, that's distraction nonsense. Some of it may be true, but so what? I'll look at a bigger picture. Family, trying to get it to you. This is what they're up to. This is what all the councils, committees, Bilderbergers, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, etc., etc., they all plan under their table. This is their talking points, if you wanted to know. Suicide rate is being used to kill off Americans to make it easier to take over America. Any questions? Russia, China, European Islamic troops are already here. They're not going to be an invasion of the United States. There's not going to be one. They're already here. Put in place by our government. As directed by the Vatican and the Illuminati. They're already here. Chinese troops have been here since 1993 and before. 1970s, thanks to Billy Bob Carter, they were able to build bases in Mexico. Thanks to Billy Bob Clinton, I put the Bob in there, you know. They were able to come through Long Beach Naval Base, through Costco. That's how they snuck in their equipment there. Look up China Gate. We've made a deal with the devil of China. But what the Chinese don't know, and the Russians don't know over here, is they're going to kill their families over there. The Illuminati always work both sides. And Illuminati, they fight each other for power. God works all kinds of ways. He'll turn one group over to power lust, and they'll fight each other. The Great White Brotherhood will not allow, in their new world, as they call it, minority groups, or goyim, infidels, that'd be us too. They're going to mix all the races together, as planned in the 1950s. Actually, it was planned way before that. So that you'll have no diversity in the cultures except within the DNA. World War III, they're going to use to wipe out the rest. You understand what I'm talking about here? A big picture. Russia and China's already here. They have 257 foreign trade zones. Foreign trade zones in America, which is sovereign Chinese territory. 257. That's at least two or three in one state, every state. Under your noses. Your secret society members, they know this already. Ron Paul hasn't said a word. Because he's part of it. All of them are. Now we go into something else here. Did you all know, man, they're really putting the go-fasters on, man. They have really greased this agenda. I'm going to give another example, and then we'll move to disclosure. And I'll go to part two tomorrow for about disclosure, but you need to hear what I'm getting ready to tell you. Family, you all know that NHS is going to start giving sex change drugs to 9-year-olds. A clinic is accused of playing God with treatment that stops puberty. Treatment with controversial drugs is for youngsters trapped in the wrong body. Monthly drug injections in the stomach stop puberty and may do harm. A trial in North London was completed and is set to be rolled out further. This is dated 17 May 2014. That was like 3 days ago. Sex swap surgery. Now, bring in International Rights of the Child, signed to the UN when they take over, will then allow your children, will not be part or trained by the baby boomers of yesteryear. Now you got it? The right to change their sex, the right to kill themselves, and you can't do a thing about it, or you'll go to jail. That's what they're sneaking up on you. Hillary Clinton tried to get that thing passed in 1989. It was ratified by the Europeans, but we never signed it in 1989. They're going to try to get us to do it. That way they got to put in every paper, every day, where children are being abused, or they make it up, or stick it in there, and so it gets normal that, oh, our children are abused, yes, so we should approve the International Rights of the Child to protect our children. You see how they do it? And once you get it signed, a treaty overrides a constitution in a heartbeat. And the constitution, was rendered null and void in 1938 anyway. You have no constitution. How come these people can't figure that out that's got these law degrees? And these speakers out here, these colonels going around doing the rah, rah, rah speech, sish, boom, bah, three-cornered hats, flintlock rifle, tea party, establish our constitution. You got to get the constitution back if you're going to do it. It's not even in effect right now. How come they don't know that? Rendered null and void. Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. It's nothing but a piece of paper. But I'm a sovereign citizen. You got to be kidding me. Family, wake up. Somebody in these meetings with all these colonels and majors running around or generals talking to these groups, they hear Tea Party, rah, 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 let's rise up and fight and all this stuff. Somebody bring this stuff up to them. How about it? You don't have a constitution. Bill of Rights, the Constitution is rendered null and void when you have a national disaster through FEMA. It's done. Then the treaty, International Rights of the Child, will take priority. They'll make it legal even. Nobody's saying a darn word about this. That ticks me off, man. You know? Oh, my goodness. I just caught something. Quote, quote, the drugs known as hypothalamic blockers stunt the development of sexual organs, so less surgery is required if a child chooses to change sex after reaching adolescence. This goes along with the high schools that's been having these programs, to having teenagers, male, dressed like females. And parents aren't saying a darn word to have a more better understanding of blah, blah, blah. Where are you, parents? Where are you? That's not my biggest problem here. Continuing, quote, monthly injections into the stomach suppress the production of testosterone and estrogen. In girls, that halts the menstrual cycle and development of breasts. In boys, it stops facial hair growing and voice changes. Are you ready for this? Quote, doctors at the Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust in North London have just completed a 3-year trial involving 12 to 14-year-olds assessing the psychological, social, and physical benefits and risks involved. Did you hear me just mention Tavistock is involved here? How much more evidence do you need? Quote, Dr. Polly Carmichael, who led the Tavistock trial, said decisions will now be based on stage of sexual development rather than age. People just stand by and let the Luciferian Tavistock just take over. I didn't catch that before. Quote, the Tavistock in Portman is the UK's only specialist clinic for youngsters diagnosed with gender dysphoria. Well, England, you got a big problem. There are now about 150 transgender support groups in Britain. Don't you think it ain't coming to the United States when they sign that peace, that International Rights of the Child? That's why they're bringing in transgender, the Boy Scouts. They're softening y'all up. Wow, man, that's amazing. See, if you don't know the names of these organizations, you'll never know about the devil in the details and how they're sneaking up on you. Tavistock is involved in this. I just finished talking about him. I wasn't aware of that entirely. Now I just saw Tavistock mentioned here. And then what Gomer says, surprise, surprise, surprise. He got a mayor somewhere here. Where's the mayor at? The mayor was this idiot mayor. Man, what's wrong with mayors these days? Mayor of town in California, Central Valley, sparked an outrage by suggesting that bullying victims need to grow a pair, quote, and stand up for their tormentors on their own. What a coward. Sportsville Mayor Cameron Hamilton. Whatever happened to the teachers and the school adopting the policy and doing programs? Why y'all just standing? Why are people just standing by and letting this happen? Just let it go away? Things are just going to die and disappear? If you deny it? Goodness gracious alive. Let's talk about disclosure before I just go really off. You got Pennsylvania gay marriage ban overturned by a judge. That's number 19. Y'all pray for this Miriam Ibrahim sentenced to hang in Sudan because she's a Christian. She's pregnant. Husband, she converted to Christianity. They want to execute her. They'll punish her with 100 lashes because she's married. So they want us to see Islam as evil. They want you to see the Vatican as evil. They want you to see everything else as evil because they got something better, they say. That's the New Age movement. That's why they're putting all this out here, and that's why they're doing this. The corrupted version of Islam is controlled by the Vatican. 1920. Al-Bini was a Freemason, Egyptian, that created the Muslim Brotherhood as directed by the Vatican. Yeah, buddy, sure did. Okay. I want to get those out because I saw those articles as important. You know, I think I'm going to send this out as a first newsletter. And I have another project. I will do that this afternoon to show you. I'm not just blowing smoke. Okay, disclosure. It's going to change your life, family. Part one, right now, disclosure. What is disclosure, first of all? Disclosure, with a capital D. That's a proper noun. It's the name given to the announcement by various world government leaders. Hadn't happened yet, but they're leading up to it. That we're not alone in the universe, and that, in fact, there's many races of galactic human beings are here and around the planet and among us, have been here for some time, they will say. They're here on a peaceful mission, a fact which governments have generally kept hidden from the people until recently. Then, recently, they let out that there's an evil group of aliens. And that the good ones have been hiding in the background, manipulating events so they couldn't take over entirely. Sounds like something out of a science fiction book, don't it? Well, they're pulling a switch and bait on you. Or bait and switch. A big one. It's coming. I'm going to explain that. Today and tomorrow. And I think I need to explain that because family is going to change your lives. It's going to happen in a 24-hour period. Disclosure ends the period of secrecy that extends back to at least 1947. Start connecting dots. When did the destruction of the United States begin? When did Israel form? Between 1945 and 1947. When did Roswell kick out? 1948. Bing, bing, bing. Boom, boom, boom. Probably much earlier, actually. But the practice of denying that UFOs as spacecraft or spacecraft exist has been a policy followed by most governments for various reasons. Some laudable, most unfortunately were not. However, for reasons that I want to start talking about, part one today, the era in which existence of other civilizations technologically spiritually more involved than ours have been denied is now ending and a new era of galactic contact and cooperation is beginning. It will be the biggest lie and hoax ever this world has ever seen. I'll tell you right now. Now, y'all can copy this down. You can go back to it. But you need to do your own research to confirm or deny what I'm saying. I'm going to tell you the first premise. These fallen angels, these aliens, the hierarchy, the community, the Great White Brotherhood, they're called. They're the sons of God of the Old Testament. You see, you'll find them in Old Testament only, sons of God in Job 38:7. Those are the fallen angels family. That's who they are. If you've got a preacher or any other so-called theologian disagrees, please have them email me. Oh, please have them email me. Or just shut up, because they're lying to you if they say they're the sons of Seth. Or they're just sadly and badly mistaken. The sons of God in the Old Testament are the demonic beings, the fallen angels that first wave before the flood and the second wave of them hit the earth and after the flood. Working with Nimrod, the Tower of Babel was going to be used as a medium by which they could come into this world from the second heaven. They call it, in the New Age terminology, this ridiculous but sounding word they use unsparingly, Shambhala. Almost sounds like something out of a comic book, don't it? Nope, this is taught at the Wesak Festival. It's taught at their universities. They teach New Age, these festivals they go to. The Shambhala is where the heaven is, where their spiritual realm is located. It's the second heaven, which is where the demons reside. They're not telling you that. That's exposing and rebuking it. Now, this disclosure will flash across your TVs when you're watching your favorite TV or at your workplace TV, whatever time it may be. I don't know when they're going to do it. Whenever it happens, God may extend it another 10 years, or it may happen next month. It may happen in the fall. It could happen in 2017. Nobody knows. I do know some timelines. They want to have what they call externalization of the hierarchy is scheduled according to their textbooks and their planning processes by the year 2025. But see, they're not counting on what God's got in store for them. Joel, in the prophecy of Joel, man plans and God laughs. They've not met their deadlines. They did with World War I, World War II, others, yeah. But their deadlines for New World Order has always failed. The way they get to pass is by getting the world to turn away from God. Now you see how it works? The more the world turns away from God, the more disasters are going to happen, because God will allow it. And disasters happen through technology, supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors, and your so-called theologians, like Pat Robison, who's a 33rd degree Mason, by the way, will blame God. God took care of Jamaica. God got rid of it, blah, 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 blah. He's a 33rd degree Mason, family. 700 Club are liars. TBN, Copeland, Hagee, Joyce Myers, they're all Eastern Stars or Freemasons at the highest level. You understand what's going on here? God brought judgment upon blah, blah. No, he didn't. Satan does it and blames God for this. God's judgment is no small thing. It's called the first trumpet. In the tribulation, and it will be worldwide. It will be massive, of which this world has never seen in the history of mankind. God don't do small judgments here, family. I mentioned about 2 hours ago or an hour and a half ago, God remembers we've never repented of what we've done in America. The world's never repented of the evil, the wars they've caused and created to further the plans of Illuminati and Lucifer. God's been patient throughout the history of mankind. Well, this coming round, it's going to be time to pay the piper. It's a warning, family. It's a warning. Seek Jesus Christ. And don't be afraid to be obsessive with seeking Jesus Christ. We only give Jesus Christ 1 hour a week. If you go to church twice, the churches is where you got to get out of. The churches are leading you astray. All of them, all religions, including Christianity. You see, Jesus Christ is not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. The photographs we see goes back to Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci, Last Supper, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus, right? Family, right now, you look up, right now as I'm talking, so you won't think I'm blowing smoke. You look up Sananda Emmanuel, the one that's calling himself Yeshua. Sananda, S-A-N-A-N-D-A. Do it right now. And you can link it up with Yeshua. And you tell me who that looks like. See, Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, has bronze, dark, dark bronze skin and hair like wool. That's about as close a description you're going to get. And that ain't Jesus Christ that we see every day in novels and pictures and photographs and movies and all that. He ain't blonde haired, blue eyed. That is Sananda Emmanuel. We thought with Jesus all along. Now that one could very easily have gone to India and gone to here and gone to there and done this and done that and had children that would be the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II all the way back to the Carolingian and Merovingian bloodline, all the way back to the tribe of Dan. With angelic DNA, with that copper-based DNA, Rh-negative blood, which you and I don't have. But copper-based DNA. Now you got it? The greatest deception ever been perpetrated is yet to happen. So disclosure is kind of like the graduation, if you will, of the externalization of the hierarchy, written by Alice Bailey. The externalization of the hierarchy will culminate into disclosure. You're Stephen Greer. He's part of the controlled opposition. See, the government lets just enough out to so-called whistleblowers like Snowden. You got it? That's what he's talking. Look at it. Link up Snowden and UFO disclosure. Watch what you get. You see what's going on here? So make him worldwide famous. So he tells all these truths about what the NSA is doing and the CIA, and he should be given the Nobel Peace Prize and all this nonsense. He's protected by Russia, which is a bunch of lies, because KGB and CIA work together as compatriots. Oh, they sure do. All the intelligence agencies work together against mankind under the Illuminati. I've listed this before, talked about it many times. So make it look like there's a thesis antithesis, that they're against each other, that the Russians, Putin, he's about as dirty as the rest of them, are protecting Snowden. So then he brings out the UFO issue. So everything he says is true. He's a hero. He must be believable. You see what they're doing? It's called the dialectic association. Assange and Manning, the same Manning, his trick was the transgender issue. Yeah, you see how that works? And Assange just keeps feeding us a lot of nonsense and stuff the CIA wants you to know to show the worthlessness of government so you'll accept the New World Order. Family, I know their tricks. It's what they're doing to you. That's the game they play. So they let out information about disclosure, about the UFOs, to enough people to where it becomes believable. Setting you up. And so you fight to get them to release the truth. And soon they're going to, okay, all right, we got them? Yeah, we got them. Okay, we're just going to release the truth because, and there'll be some dramatic, and everybody say, oh, they're releasing it. Oh, great. And you'll believe it because they've been keeping it secret. The evil government had been keeping it secret. So now they're releasing it. So it must be the truth. They are good at what they do. But God's got it all in hand. He knows what he's going to do to them. But I pray don't, because family, I don't think humankind can fathom in the worst nightmare what is like hell, even separated from God, much less the lake of fire. Family, this is eternal punishment. When you tell somebody to go to hell, I don't think you really know what you're saying. People have no idea. The worst of them, you really don't want them to go. You can't imagine what a separation from God can even imagine, can even be. Spiritually is where we're going to end up. Where are you going to go? Heaven or hell? That's through Jesus Christ is heaven. No Buddha, no Joseph Smith, no Houdini, no confusion, no Confucius. Allah, the moon god, for goodness sakes alive. Family, it's only through Jesus Christ. And the only truth you're going to find, literally, with evidence, extreme evidence, is literally in the King James Bible. Irrefutable proof is there. The other Bibles can be destroyed in a heartbeat. I've done that before. It's very easy. You can do it. Anybody. If I can, anybody can. Family, you got to come to the truth. Back to disclosure. Disclosure, no one knows exactly what's going to take place. They've been trying it all along. JFK was going to expose it. Eisenhower knew about it. Reagan knew about it. Reagan dropped subtle hints during his administration to those that knew exactly what he was talking about in his speeches. Five times he did. Other people that didn't know just thought it was some speech in the UN or some speech in a graduation ceremony. Five times he talks about it. But it was code. Letting them know. Star Wars is part of this. You see, their plan is to take control weather through HARP, cybernetics, all kinds of different ways. They believe it's God's weapons of the tribulation. And they figure by using technology and their knowledge, they can control the weather, control meteorites. They got ways of catching them and all this sort of thing, that they can defeat God at Armageddon. That's the biggest picture. I told you, I look at the bigger picture, not the small stuff. Well, Ronald Reagan, HARP and Star Wars was a part of this.
Perhaps we.
Now, in 1917, a humanist who's the father of American education, along with Horace Mann, but John Dewey was the father of American education. He was a humanist. One evil individual, John Dewey, was the father of American education. How about that? Well, John Dewey had a speech in 1917 at the Imperial Japanese Mission. 1917 is a record of reception throughout the United States of the special mission headed by Viscount Ishii. And John Dewey, professor of philosophy, a worthless course himself at Columbia University. Columbia University is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati, by the way, was a speaker, and he listened to with great intentness. He said, quote, someone remarked, this is 1917 now, someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose. We have the next thing at the present time. Now, he goes on with his speech, but I want you to focus on that part. The plan to bring extraterrestrial menace, began in 1897. H.G. Wells, under the strategy of predictive programming, wrote a novel called War of the Worlds novel. That, of course, led to the movie 1938. In the same year that a Freemason created the first comic book, Superman. Whoa, that was not by accident. It's a Rosicrucian belief that man become God like Superman goes back 1,000 years. Matter of fact, this is a skull and bone secret number. 322 is Genesis 3, verse 22, man to become as a God. That's what that's all about. Bush knows that. Kerry, his cousin, knows that. Because both were skull and bones. Connect the dots. Now, that's what John Dewey said. John Dewey is a part of this planning for the extraterrestrial hoax. Ronald Reagan is nothing more than just like Schwarzenegger. Ventura and all the rest of them are nothing but actors and liars and good ones. They're actors after all. He admitted he lied too, by the way. So 5 times he says the following as code.
We need some outside universal threat. I occasionally
start over.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat?
And more secure for you and your children. I couldn't help at one point in my discussions privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, when you stop to think that we're all God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet, outside in the universe. We'd forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all that we really are all human beings here on this earth together.
You see there, he knew exactly what he was talking about. That was called predictive programming. And as a matter of fact, in 1993, to show you the continuity, in a minute. Oops. Okay. In 1993, let's go back here. I'm sorry, my mistake. 1991. Quote, 21 May 1991, Henry Kissinger, leader of Star Group. He said, and I quote, in Evian, France, at the Bilderberg meeting, transcribed from a tape recording made by one of the Swiss delegates. Begin quote. Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing that every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Unquote, Henry Kissinger. That was like maybe 3 or 4 years after a congressional hearing or a hearing that involved Oliver North and Giafrida and Reagan and FEMA was put on trial for the Iraq-Contra affair, and he talked about the following.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
He was stopped by the chairman. It's all planned out. Hannity, Beck, Limbaugh, the whole line of them are controlled by the Illuminati. The Council of Foreign Relations controls the major, almost all of the TV and international syndicated talkers and speakers. Controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations or otherwise. Family disclosure is going to change lives when this finally happens. It's going to happen when God allows it. You see? And involves the black cube. It involves the hexagram of the Jews. That's not the Jews symbol. The hexagram. Pentagram. Five. The stars. Stars and stripes. The hexagram, the Star of David, that's not of God. It's not of David either. It's a witchcraft sign. It requires blood sacrifice. The actual Hebrew Israelite symbol is the menorah, the candlesticks. It's not the Jewish the Star of David. That's witchcraft, family. It's called the black cube. It's totally evil. Somebody should tell Hagee about this. He's a little bit deceived. He might need to go back to theology school. Or maybe renounce his blood oath, if that be the case. Family, we've got to move on here. Disclosure is coming. And now, disclosure, as I said before, the announcement is kind of like their graduation. A better way of, it's not the best example I can give, but it's closer to that, because externalization of the hierarchy encompasses many phases. It goes back to the year 1425. The first phase of the New Age movement was the 1890s. I'm sorry, 1873 to 1890s. Helena Blavatsky. She was channeled by Amoria, Saint Germain, and several others, fallen angels. Funny, she was. It's documented. The second phase of the New Age movement, in preparation for externalization of the hierarchy, was Alice Bailey, 1919 to 1947. And they all were killed at the end of their phase, because the Illuminati was done with them, they killed them. She died in 1947. The second phase was over in 1947. And the third phase was 1975, called the revelatory phase, was by General Michael Aquino, invoked the Prince of Darkness, 1975, in ritual. He works at your Pentagon, handles the MK Ultra program, has for a long time. Also, he is the founder of Set, Temple of Satan. He works at your Pentagon. Joint Chief of Staff might ought to know that, shouldn't they? If they don't, they're living in the dark. No pun intended. So, this is how they set up their root system. And in addition, that disclosure, as I said before, will be when they finally realize, they finally bring to public about us working with aliens, but this will follow a war in space that you all will see. That will not be the real war by no stretch of the imagination. It'll be 3D holographic imagery, supernatural influence. Yep. Whiz bang smoke and mirrors. Okay, I got to correct something here. Sorry. The preparatory phase of the New Age movement was exactly 1875 to 1890. Blavatsky died in early 1891. They killed her off. The intermediate phase was given to Alice Bailey, who she was at first afraid when Elmoria contacted her supernaturally. The recording of it is that she was afraid, and followers of Blavatsky convinced her to reestablish communication and channeling, and finally they resurfaced in Elmoria, Saint Germain, Dajwaku, they came to Alice Bailey. When? The second phase? Intermediate phase, they call it, was 1919 to 1949. She died in 1949. And the revelatory phase emerged after 1975 and was given on a worldwide scale by the radio at that period of time. And Michael Aquino, at the same time, invoked the Prince of Darkness. His name was Sanat Kumara. That is Satan. With a New Age name. All this is preparation for the steps in the externalization process leading up to disclosure. Stephen Greer is a part of this. Fallen angels control him, making sure he says the right words. Woodcock, Tessarion, Camelot, the whole lot of them, are part of this big lie. Now, I can tell you right now, I'll probably be hitting part three tomorrow, part two or part three. I'll call it something tomorrow. I want to cover in detail, and I only got 15 minutes to go. Actually, less than that. But no one knows exactly when disclosure is going to take place. In the past, dates were talked about. Acts of reprisal were threatened or have occurred since from those who opposed it. However, it seems reasonable to assume that once these, they call them galactics. Family, you got this in the Bible, Ashtaroth. But these are demons, family. They're not aliens. You got giants in the Bible. Those are hybrids, DNA manipulation, and abominations. Goes back to even before the flood. Alchemy, manipulating the principles of God. Hence the flood. God don't fool around. That's the purpose of the whole flood entirely. Was to wipe out the abominations created by Satan and alchemy, manipulating DNA, every animal, human being, and plants. Everything was affected. That's why God sent the flood to kill off everything except for 8 human beings and 2x2 animals of his choice. The dinosaurs is another discussion. That's not necessarily talked about in the Bible, except in Job, it talks about behemoth. It talks about tails like oaks. So it refers to very, very large animals, even after the flood. But not aggressive, like Tyrannosaurus Rex and all this. Family, the earth is not 65 million years old. It's not even 1 million. It's not even 25,000. It's called manipulation of DNA, accelerated growth. Evolution, sure, evolution. That was manipulated by the fallen angels by DNA manipulation. Evolution, like they call it? No. Evolution by alchemy? Yes. That was the purpose of the flood. To wipe out that abomination. Resistance to disclosure comes primarily from governments whose militaries have benefited from technologies gifted from the, they call them, extraterrestrials. Freemasons at the highest level, a very small number, know about these inventions and creations and so forth. Nikola Tesla was channeled, but he was not a game player with them. That's why J.P. Morgan had him killed. And even this one called Thomas Edison, all they did was ripped off Nikola Tesla, who was Serbian. Thomas Edison was no hero. He wasn't even an inventor. He stole those designs from Nikola Tesla, J.P. Morgan. And see, Thomas Edison worked for Nikola Tesla. He sure did. The technologies they use, anti-gravity propulsion, water from hydrogen, all these things, were kept in check until such time that the goyim can receive them. That'd be us. And we ain't going to do it because they're going to kill off. They plan on, that's what depopulation is all about. And that's the carrot they're using for the Freemasons to say we're going to wait for depopulation and then we'll bring you out as saints and leaders in this new world that we're going to develop. And they're lying to them. They don't know that yet. But other technologies have been back engineered from the knowledge gained by the channeling. The computer, everything, comes from the fallen angels, not mankind. You know, few of the planet's citizens are aware of these technologies or the uses of them. They were given to you all in your faces in these space movies like Star Trek and all this other. It's all Masonic. As a matter of fact, the Roddenberry was a Freemason. They put it right in front of your eyes. Other leaders have lost their lives trying to lift the veil of secrecy. That includes President Kennedy, Secretary of Defense James Forrestal, CIA Director William Colby, and among others. But little by little, they're starting to let it out to prepare the world for this disclosure. As a matter of fact, give an example, and some of my regular listeners, you've heard me talk about this before. So if you bear with me, if you... In 1938, was a time of preparation to test the plans they'd put out in 1917 of the extraterrestrial menace. Yeah, that's right, John Dewey. I told you about that before. Well, now I'm going to tell you about this, and then I'll be able to stop, and we'll come back tomorrow, but I'll tell you this part. The 1938, the War of the Worlds broadcast by Orson Welles, was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation through Princeton University, which is a card-carrying member of Tavistock, as a psychological warfare experiment to determine whether or not Americans would believe an extraterrestrial landing. It was put on by Princeton University, based the Institute for Social Research, is also known as Frankfurt School. And the Frankfurt School was transplanted itself from Germany, where it was founded in 1922 by a group of Bolsheviks, led by Hungarian aristocrat George Lucas. And through this marriage of sort, the Frankfurt School began its radio research project in 1937 with funding from Rockefeller Foundation. And the project, the purpose was to test hypotheses that radio could be used to atomize or manipulate the thinking of a population. So they used Orson Welles. The screenplay writer of Wizard of Oz did up the broadcast. And so it was tested in CBS presentation, the War of the Worlds broadcast, Orson Welles and Mercury Theater, 8 p.m. on the evening of October 30th, 1938, the night before All Saints Day, celebrated as Halloween. And y'all know the story there. It scared the dickens out of a nation. Apparently it worked. In one small town, it's noted that the residents of a small town blew away their water tower that scared so bad. Then, of course, we got a little bit busy. It's called World War II. And then in 1948, Roswell, back on track. The Fallen Angels took the form of UFOs in the 40s and 50s and 60s. They can change their shape. They're able to do that. Because you would hear about these UFOs traveling 4,000 miles per hour and more and doing right-angle turns. For us, it's like, man, nothing physical can do that. And that's true, because it wasn't physical. These fallen angels can take those shapes and make those forms. And if you look up right now, or after the broadcast, barium, strontium, niobate, barium, strontium, niobate, you'll find out that that chemical distributed by chemtrails in the sky, in the air, certain areas, is used to enhance 3D holographic imagery. A special army project. Barium oxide is in the chemtrails. Satellite projection. Holographic imagery. Voice-to-skull technologies from ELF transmission. You got yourself a voice in your head from Maitreya. You got the noises that's going to be made with the angel wars, they call them. Family, look all this up. It's all true. And they're coming up with a grand Hollywood display when this thing finally takes off. We're talking here strontium, S-T-R-O-N-I-U-M, barium niobate, and 3D holographic projection system. And the voice-to-skull technologies is how you're going to hear the voice of Maitreya in your head. Now, those that don't know this are going to freak out. Born-again Christians, if they don't have strong faith, are going to be real confused when all this takes place. This is serious business. And the one called Sananda Emmanuel is what we think Jesus Christ looks like. It's going to be the greatest hoax ever perpetrated in mankind. That even the very elect will be deceived if that were possible. And it's coming. I'm going to cover tomorrow the remaining part of how they brought in the disclosure, sterilization of the hierarchy, in three or four different phases. I'm going to tell you what those phases are tomorrow. I've laid the groundwork a little bit today, and I won't have too many news reports tomorrow. I want to focus on how this externalization of the hierarchy is going to fool the nation, how they've been setting it up. I'll talk about that tomorrow, exactly in detail. From their own writings and their own textbook, I have a copy called The Signs of Christ, Signs, S-I-G-N-S, of Christ by Harold Balyoz. It's somewhat of a little less known textbook of the Illuminati. It's written in such a way that you have to decipher it because they got all kinds of politically correct terms that are just talking about demons and fallen angels and Satan and so forth, but they keep it. The family, all this I'm telling you is true. Sometimes I faint from telling you too much because it sounds like something out of science fiction, but it's actually real. So tomorrow we'll cover detail about externalization of the hierarchy. And disclosure, like I said, I'll cover a little more details about disclosure toward the end tomorrow. So tomorrow we're going to lay out a lot of details. Y'all have a good night. Know one thing for sure. They've lost this battle already. Jesus is coming back, the real Jesus, after the 7 years tribulation, after and then the Battle of Armageddon, the real Battle of Armageddon, not the fake one they got talking about today. Ukraine and all that's not World War III. Not even Armageddon. Well, no, it's not even World War III. It's not Armageddon. It's a fake. On a grand scale. The real World War III will be between Islam and Zionism, and countries on either side will fought themselves into complete exhaustion to allow the old Roman Empire to take control. That's the bottom line. Any questions? That's the second seal, the red horse. The family through Jesus, they lose. Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior now. Repentance. Start studying the Word of God. Fasting and praying. Because things are changing. Now, God could let this go on for 10 years, or He could change it next month. We don't know. Nobody knows. Therefore, be ready now. Don't play around with this. So, y'all have a good night. We'll see you tonight at 7:30. And remind you that we're played up at HighPointRadio.net plays our broadcast and our Bible studies. And John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler, up at High Point Radio in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Also, KBLU Radio, simulcast us when they can. KBLU Radio at Blue Raven Network out in Colorado. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. So y'all have a good night. And know that Jesus Christ is coming back. And there's nothing, nobody, or anything going to stop him. The real Jesus, that is. Y'all have a good night. God bless. And this is The Watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.